This is Alexandra Garcia interviewing Ms. Devani Salinas at my house at 8 p.m. on April 1st, 2018 about her experiences during and or the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. Now, Ms. Devani, had you experienced a natural disaster before Harvey?
Yes, I had experienced Ike back in 2008. It was different this time though, because I now live on my own and I'm not living with my parents like I was back then. Back when Ike hit, my family and I evacuated, so we didn't really experience the actual hurricane, more so the aftermath. Since we didn't expect Harvey to be as big as it was, we kind of just sat in our homes through the entire thing.
Okay, so where were you at the time of the hurricane?
I was in Houston, of course, and I was in my apartment.
Okay, so were you or your family affected by Hurricane Harvey? If so, in what ways?
I personally wasn't affected by Harvey. Fortunately, my neighborhood didn't flood very much. However, some of my relatives that live in other parts of Houston were impacted substantially. Their cars flooded almost completely and they suffered some damage to their homes.
Did you take any precautions before Hurricane Harvey?
I didn't take as many precautions as I should have. As I was saying, this was my first time ever experiencing a natural disaster of this magnitude on my own. I went out to the store and bought some canned food and the like, but on the third day of being stuck at home, I was out of food. Thankfully, my neighborhood was one of the few that didn't flood, so I was able to go out and stock up the next day.
Did you feel scared whenever you ran out of food? Yeah.
I mean, I had some, but yeah, I kind of was. I mean, I knew my neighborhood wasn't flooded, so I could technically go out to the corner store and buy some, mm-hmm. but I just decided to wait. I didn't want to risk it.
Yeah, okay. So what did you or your family do to stay safe?
We basically just made sure to stay home. We didn't realize how bad the situation had gotten until we started watching the news. There wasn't much we could do at that point, just stay in.
That's right. That's basically what me and my family did. I mean, we had the news on 24/7. My mom wouldn't even let us change the channel just to stay informed.
Yeah.
Did you have to be relocated from your home due to any damage?
No, thankfully I live on the second floor and I didn't have to be relocated.
Okay. Were you or any family members located in any of the shelters that were open during the hurricane?
No, none of my family or friends were in shelters.
That's very good. Did you volunteer at one of the shelters? If so, how was it?
Yes, I was able to volunteer at the George R. Brown one night. They were overwhelmed with volunteers. The line was literally like so long, and which was pretty great. It was an eye-opening experience to say the least. There were thousands of people being sheltered and hundreds of volunteers willing to help. The amount of donations were also astonishing.
That's great. There was my high school, actually, they opened their gym as a shelter as well, and I really wanted to go volunteer, but due to our surrounding areas, they were flooding. Like, our street wasn't flooded, but everywhere yeah. around us was pretty bad, so I couldn't really make it, but I would have liked to have been there.
Yeah.
Was there any health issues or trauma that you or your family faced?
Other than the stress caused by the disaster, our health wasn't really directly impacted, thankfully.
Okay. So, did you expect for the hurricane to be as severe as it was?
I had heard of Allison before, which I think happened back in, like, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that it got pretty bad, but I definitely didn't expect the amount of flooding and damage that Harvey did. I don't think anyone really expected it to be this bad.
Yeah, I don't think many people were prepared for it.
Yeah, for sure.
What were your thoughts as you experienced the hurricane?
I just prayed for my family and my friends and myself. I made sure to reach out to them every day to make sure they were doing okay. It was devastating to watch the news and see so many people stranded and needing help. I wanted to help, but I knew it wasn't safe to go out.
Right. Okay. So what did you gain from this experience?
Basically, I learned that I need to prepare myself better for natural disasters, no matter how small I think they might be.
Okay. So was there any ways that Harvey disrupted your daily life? Did you have any prior plans to it, the weekend or anything?
I didn't really have any plans. I just wasn't able to leave my apartment for 4 days. I couldn't go to work. I couldn't visit my family. All I could do was wait. It was really frustrating, but it was the only thing I could do to stay safe.
Is there anything you would like to add?
No, that is it.
Okay, thank you.